province, and they won. A group of parents who took the government to court for its refusal to pay for a therapy to help their autistic children has been successful. This week, a BC Supreme Court judge ruled the province's decision not to fund the effective Lovas treatment discriminates against the rights of autistic children. Sabrina Freeman is one of the parents who sued the government, and we've reached her on the phone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This has been a long battle for the parents. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling very happy.
Tell us how significant this is, this ruling in itself.
Okay, well, first of all, what is particularly important about this decision is that finally children with autism are put on the same footing as children who suffer from other disorders that need treatment. So in other words, the courts have decided that our children are now part of the Canada healthcare system, whereas prior to the decision, they were excluded. And another very important ruling is that the judge ruled that intensive behavioral treatment of autism is a medically necessary service. That has ramifications not just in British Columbia, but across this country.
Now, this treatment, the Lovas treatment, mm-hmm. it is funded by other provincial governments. You pointed to other examples.
That's correct.
Why had our BC government refused to fund the same treatment? What were you hearing from them?
Well, it's hard to know really why there was such a reticence on their part. But in the court, they were arguing that this was experimental and that it was unproven.
And the judge was convinced otherwise.
Absolutely. I mean, the data is clear. There's over 30 years of data showing that this is the uniquely effective treatment for autism.
It's a very expensive treatment as well. And what has that meant for some families who have... The government hasn't paid for it. They've had to find the money.
Well, the lucky families are the families who basically have exhausted all their savings, cashed in all their RRSPs, refinanced their mortgages, and then borrowed from parents. But they're the lucky families because at least they could find the money. The unlucky families are parents who don't have a mortgage to refinance, and unfortunately their children do not receive the treatment. So in the best case scenario, you have parents who are losing their houses. In the worst case scenario, you have children who are not receiving the treatment.
What has this treatment meant for your own daughter?
Well, my daughter, before we started this treatment, she would sing, spin, and flap incessantly every waking moment. She had no concept of the use of language. We were chronically sleep-deprived because she would be up every night for hours at a time singing at the top of her lungs. Now, today, she's a delightful preteen. She's entering grade 7 in a completely normal classroom. I can actually tell you that she's a popular child. She gets invited to birthday parties. She enjoys all the things that normal preteens enjoy. She downloads Britney Spears from the internet and really has a full life. She plays 6 instruments. She's very, very good at the piano. In short, she has a real life, and she also has a real future ahead of her, as opposed to, unfortunately, the cruel, cruel alternative of lifelong dependency and institutionalization, which happens to 90% of these untreated adults.
That is a huge gulf that you describe.
Yes.
And you can attribute it to this particular treatment.
Absolutely. And one thing I should mention is this treatment, there's objective data taken throughout the treatment. So one can measure objectively where the child was and where the child is.
The judge ruled that the province should pay this. This is part of universal health care.
That's correct.
Did the judge say anything about the parents who have had to pay for this over the last few years? Will they get any money back?
That actually has been postponed. The judge has invited the counsel on the Crown into her chambers to discuss these very issues, but at this time we don't know what the outcome will be.
What other hurdles are left now from your point of view?
Well, I'm certainly hoping that the government will not appeal this decision, because unfortunately, when a decision like this is appealed and it takes years to go through the courts, the children with autism are further victimized, because this is a developmental disability and the key to this treatment is starting early. And so the earlier you start the treatment, the better the prognosis. So we don't want a situation where, because it's going to be dragged through the courts for another 2 or 3 or 4 years, that those children, we lose another generation of these children. So that's my worry, is that through appeals and through the legal process, there's going to be more children who are not going to be receiving this treatment.
The government says that it has put money into treatment for autistic children, over $1 million last year.
That's incorrect.
And they have plans to put more money in. What about that?
Yeah, that's incorrect. What they're referring to is a pilot project that is going to cover maybe 75 children, and they're not using the LOVIS protocol. They have basically, they're going to be using a form of generic early intensive behavioral, what they call behavioral treatment. However,